So, the moment has come. It's JD, Welsh Cup finals day, and welcome to the podcast. We'll be speaking to managers and players from Airbus and TNS and getting their thoughts on the game. We'll also be speaking to Andrew Howard from the Football Association of Wales about the plans for the perfect day. And of course, Jonah joins me in a second to give me his thoughts, not only on how these two teams are going to battle against each other, but also look back at the Welsh Cup at some of the great results that were had. Right, straight to business then. Let's hear from the people that are most important, the managers and the players. Starting with the current holders of the Welsh Cup, TNS, the new Saints. Here's Craig Harrison.
It's the whole sort of driving force behind our success. You've got to have competition. You look at it today, you know, Sizz hasn't played that often the last 4 or 5 weeks. Jamie Mullen's been on fire. Jamie's had a bit of a hamstring problem. You know, he's been unfit to play if he wants to be considered for next week. And then Sizz scores a hat-trick today. You know, there's not many teams or clubs that can have a player come in as good as the other one and perform like that. So that's what I said to the lads last week and this week. Make my job as hard as possible for the cup final next week and everyone will be happy.
Of course, Craig, back-to-back trebles. What a fantastic end to the campaign that would be.
Yeah, that would be very, very special. You look at it, I don't think anyone's ever done it. So it'd be something that would be creating another bit of TNS history and the lads would be fully focused and ready. The Welsh Cup's a special competition for me and for the players and we'll be certainly looking to retain that and the treble.
And of course, he's got an embarrassment of riches, arguably, in the players he could choose. Here's one of them talking about the game, Adrian Chuzzlewitz.
Well, I think every player today did pretty well. You know, after last week, you know, was very disappointing last week. I don't think we turned up at all. So this week, I think everyone's put themselves in the gaffer's mind and they're giving him a headache for next week. So it's up to the gaffer now. Obviously picked 11 for the next week.
Well, every time I've spoken to Andrew Priest on the Davivet Welsh Premier League podcast so far this season, silverware has definitely been the aim. He's really got his eye on that jug and he wants to take it back to Broughton. Let's hear from him as he talks about this game against TNS.
You know, we're playing really well. You know, we played well again today. Like I said, we should have won the game and played well against TNS. So we're in a good run of form. Most difficult thing is to pick a team, and that's going to be tough. But yeah, you know, we've got an outsider's chance. People won't give us much chance, but you never know on the day if everything goes right and you get those rubs of the green. So we're going to need everything going our way.
You beat them last week, so that shows you are capable of beating them.
Yeah, our record's not too bad. I don't know. You know, I would have thought it's not over the last probably 4 or 5 seasons. I would have thought our record against TNS is as good as anybody's. You know, we've drawn a lot of games. You know, we beat them, I think, three times. So, you know, it's not bad. But, you know, on the reverse side of that, we've probably lost about 8 or 9 to them. So, yeah. You know, the odds are stacked against us. But if we have everything go our way on the day, everybody plays to their maximum, TNS are below par. And, you know, we get any sort of evenness in decisions, then you never know.
So Mark Jonah Jones joins me. How much are you looking forward to the Welsh Cup, Jonah?
The Welsh Cup's a special trophy. Some great clubs have won it since its beginning. And these are two of the top clubs now left in Welsh domestic football. And I think at the beginning of the tournament, if you would have had to pick two of the hat to make the final, these could have been a lot of people's two who they would have liked to have seen in the final.
Yeah, we'll talk about TNS in a second. Why do you think Airbus have got there? Why would everybody be thinking that Airbus were a fairly good cert for the final?
I think it's because their pedigree, and they've come so close in the last few seasons. They're challenging for Europe every year. They haven't quite done it this year with inconsistencies in their play. But on one-off games, as I seen in the semi-final when they... Fortunately for them, they demolished Port Talbot Town 7-0. When they play, they can really play, and they are one of the better teams on their day, definitely.
And we can't forget that in the league, they have beaten TNS, and, you know, it's been a tough old league season. Me and you have spoken about that. So even to finish where they finished in the league is no mean feat, is it?
Well, they've done well. You know, they've got in the top six. I think they would have wanted to finish higher, obviously, right? Going back to the cup match, for a stat that's just come to me, that they haven't conceded in a Welsh Cup, by the way, yet. They beat Alfred West County 2-0 in round three. They beat Galesfield 3-0 in round four. They beat Bala 3-0 in the quarterfinals, and they beat Port Talbot 7-0 in the semi-final. So I think that might have gone unnoticed, but they haven't conceded a goal yet on their way to the cup final.
It's an impressive stat. Does it help on the final day? Or, you know, all the cliches will come out. It's a game of 90 minutes. It's a game of two halves. You know, do those stats help at all in a final situation?
Well, it just might add a bit to their team spirit about not conceding in the competition, and they'd like to go right the way through the competition without conceding a goal. If they do that, mate, they'll win it. Unless, obviously, if it went to penalties. But for me, they have the squad, right, on their day to, shall we say, challenge TNS to a very, very good cup final. They got, you know, they got class right the way through their side. Their centre-backs are back together now, Kearney and Pearson. The full-backs, Leo Innes and Ryan Wignall's been playing a left-back. Ashley Williams in midfield alongside Jordan Barrow, who I think is a decent player. James Owen, you know, Tony Gray, who's got the goals, 17 goals or 18 goals now this season. James Murphy, I think, could be one of the favourites for the Young Player of the Year in the Dafabet Welsh Premier League, and I think he'll go on to be a professional footballer. And the big man up top, they beat TNS 3-2 a couple of weeks ago. Who says they can't do it again?
And the Dafabet odds are 5-1 that they could win. Now, we've often talked about games where we felt the odds are a bit long, and lo and behold, in some occasions, that's proven to be true. So what do you make of 5-1 for an Airbus win?
I think they are very generous odds to say it, you know, just be keep it under wraps. You know, I don't want to get carried away because I don't encourage too many people to get on and lose if TNS win the cup. But the bookies usually know what they're on about, Mark. TNS are going for their second treble in a row. You know, they don't give no trophy away without a fight. So this, don't forget, this will be six trophies in a row. Six trophies in a row is a marvellous, marvellous achievement. And they will have just as much, you know, their changing room will be just, they'll want it as much as Airbus want to create the shock. TNS will want to make sure they take that favourite tag to the title and come away with a double treble, because that is a very special achievement.
Before we go on to talk more about TNS, the draw after 90 minutes, and of course, we have to remember that we will have a winner by the end of Monday night because it'll go to extra time or penalties, but the draw odds from Dafabet are 3-1 as well. And, you know, bearing in mind some of the results that Airbus have eked out, and maybe they could eke out a 0-0 after 90 minutes here, again, 3-1 looks a fairly interesting bet, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just think the Dafabet are just enticing the punter to say, come and bet against TNS. That's just telling you, come and bet against TNS, not winning it. 5-1 to win it, 3-1 the draw. So he's offering you odds there of two horses against one. So if you fancy either of them, I'd get on.
So let's move to the current holders of that trophy, hoping to regain it by Monday night, the New Saints. Jonah, they've had an interesting season in the league. They have responded to every challenge. They have won the league despite losing more games this season. What do you think their mindset is going to be for this Welsh Cup final?
I just think they will do as they always do. They've got an experienced manager who's a proven winner now in the Dafabet Welsh Premier League. They got a coach who's a proven winner in the Dafabet Welsh Premier League. And their squad are proven winners. So they will go in, I think, taking it. You can take it like any other game. I think that's an old cliche which is used a lot. But this is the Welsh Cup final. It's not just any other game. Like we just said, it's Airbus's first chance ever to win the Welsh Cup. It's TNS's chance to do a double treble. So it's not just any other game. It's absolutely massive. And, you know, I just think it's going to be a special game, Mark. I'm really pleased it's live on Scorio. You know, 4:15 kick-off on Bank Holiday Monday. But I think this could be one of the games, quality-wise, you know, if it's going to be a shock, if it's going to be the favourites winning it. But quality, these are two of the best sets of quality playing squads in the Dafabet Welsh Premier League, and that's why I'm pleased they're both in the final.
Now, we've talked a lot in the past about the strength and depth of the TNS team. And of course, Craig has dropped a lot of hints over the past few weeks about how many squad changes he may make. And, you know, he's got that depth in the squad. I suppose there's been a lot of TNS players over the past couple of weeks doing extra runs and jumps and training sessions to prove that they should be in that starting 11 on Monday.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more correct, because that's the quality of their squad. You know, I got a sheet in front of me now. Phil Baker, Kai Edwards, Steve Evans, Connell Rawlinson. Well, there's four centre-halves who get most probably get in anybody's team for the start. You know, you talk about midfielders then. You go Ryan Edwards, Aaron Edwards, Christian Sargent, Matty Williams, Alex Darlington, Ryan Brobble. There's five or six midfielders who get in anybody's team. So the competition. And then should we just chuck the forward line in? With Jamie Mullen, Greg Draper, Scott Quigley, Michael Wilde. Absolute competition all over the park, and that's why they're the best team. That's why they keep winning trophies. If you talk to anybody
of all
football teams, competition is vital.
Of all the names you've just read out, bearing in mind they're playing Airbus, do you think there's some names that stand out from that list that will be in the starting 11?
Oh yeah, undoubtedly. I think you could pick a starting 11 now. You know, the regular right back is Spender. The regular left back would be Steve Marriott. Kai Edwards always seems to play, and then it's one between Connell. Connell Rawlinson is still growing into a better centre half. So I see him getting that'll be a good battle in him and Chris Budrys. I think he'll mark Budrys. The midfield, you get Sargent. Usually, I think that Welsh Premier League Player of the Year. I don't want to upset anybody, but this lad just does it season after season after season. I don't know whether he's ever won it, but for me, Aaron Edwards, to be involved in a could be a treble winning midfield again. Treble winning midfield last year. I know there are other people in the league who've done really well scoring, like Mark Williams at NBI Llandudno. I think he might be the bookies' favourite scoring 17 for NBI Llandudno, and he's had a brilliant season. Venables has done it again, but this Aaron Edwards in the midfield, how he hasn't been picked up by a Football League club, or perhaps he's happy where he is, happy with his lot, playing for the best professional club, you know, or the only professional club in the Daffabet Welsh Premier League. But he's some player, mate, and he's my player of the season.
And we've spoken about this before, you know, do TNS see the Welsh Cup final as a warm-up for Europe, as in they know they're in Europe now, and it's about getting that little step further for that next season? Does a cup game like this for 90 minutes of intensity help that pursuit, or is it a bit too early to be thinking about those sort of games?
I tell you, if they were guaranteed to win it, it'd be a fantastic warm-up, but this will be no warm-up. This will be a real top-class Daffabet or JD Welsh Cup final. And I said it at the start of the podcast, and I say it again. As an individual, you know, working on the game as a commentator, if I could have picked two teams at the start of the season, these would have been the two. I think this will produce one of the best finals. Aberystwyth and TNS a couple of years at Wrexham was a magical cup final. 2-0 up Aber. TNS come strong in the end to win 3-2. This could be exactly the same again. But if they produce a good cup final, as I was a couple of years ago, we'll have a day to remember. But this is not cut and dried, Mark. You know, genuinely, people will think it's cut and dried for TNS to pick the treble up. They're playing a team, Airbus UK, who in their own minds think they can win the game, and that's massive.
So we've spoken about the two teams. Let's speak about the people in the middle. I suppose the man in the middle is probably the most interesting. Bryn Markham-Jones will take this game. Jonah, you know this guy better than me. Why has he got it, and what's so special about him?
Well, he's been in the league now for a couple of seasons. Bryn, he came in, you know, he started off when he first came. I can remember him doing a game for us, Newtown and Port Talbot, one of his first ever games up at Newtown. And he done a good game that day. He's confident in his own ability. I give him a bit of stick sometimes. I call him Shotgun because he used to produce the red cards and yellow cards quicker than Paul Daniels. But he has matured into a very, very good referee. I'm pleased to see him get the final. He deserves the final, and I'm sure he'll deal with the game very well.
Well, the man who's been there for all of the draws and is marshalling this great event on Bank Holiday Monday is Andrew Howard from the Football Association of Wales. Andrew, it's not been a bad Welsh Cup, has it?
No, when we start out on the road to the final, we always look for some David and Goliath matches and some great cup stories. And I think just like previous years gone by, we've had some really good cup stories again this year, from minnows taking on bigger sides from tiers one and two and winning, to some, you know, some really surprising results. And you only have to look at the semi-final really, and nobody saw a 5-0 and a 7-0 come in on the start of the day. But yeah, the beauty of the cup is that you never know what's going to happen, and there's been some great stories throughout this season, which is fantastic for the profile of the competition.
And we saw some Welsh Premier League sides exit early, so that shows, you would argue, the strength of some of the clubs in the leagues below them.
Yeah, MBI Clan did know, you know, I've listened to the show for the majority of the season, and you know, you and Mark always talk about from the very first show how Llandudno are going to do, and the fact they finished third in the Daffa Belt Welsh Premier League is an outstanding result for them and testament to the job that Alan Morgan's doing at Maese D. But you know, they got knocked out in round three in their first match to Buckley Town, so on penalties. So yeah, some of the Hughes Grey Alliance clubs have shocked the Daffa Belt Welsh Prem teams. Bangor City losing at Holyhead and it is another one that springs to mind. Obviously, we were all devastated when the initial match was called off on the Saturday when the live cameras would go in there. But you know, they had their revenge on the Tuesday night up in Holyhead when they won that derby. So, you know, there's been some magical stories and some great competitions. And yeah, it does show that there is quality. And in a one-off match, you never know the outcome.
And you've been to some of the smaller clubs this season as they've worked their way through the cup. What does it mean to a smaller club to win and get into the next round? What's the value to being in the Welsh Cup?
It's been great going to some of the clubs this year when we do FAW TV features and we go to actual watch matches on the Saturdays and see the pleasure they get from playing cup football. You know, just speaking to some of the players, they realise that they're playing in the third oldest National Cup competition in the world. You know, I think that we've worked hard to get that message across to people that it's such a fantastic, historic competition, and people are proud and privileged to play in it. And you know, the cup runs, casting back 12 months, Tiger Bay was a fantastic story for a grassroots club in Cardiff. Brecon Corries this year had a fantastic cup run as well. Cwmbran Celtic, although they're playing at level three of the pyramid, they had a great run to get to the quarterfinal. So There's some great stories, and you know, I think it's something that is a great opportunity for clubs. You know, if they're struggling in the league or if they're mid-table in their league, it gives them another focus and something to really play for and you know, enjoy a great cup day out.
And you mentioned there that it's £8 to get in. Obviously, tickets available on the door. Just talk us through every time you have the chance to decide where the cup final should be held, why Wrexham does keep on getting that gig. What's so special about the racecourse?
Well, we look at all stakeholders. All stakeholders are really important to us, but more important than anybody really are the players and the spectators. It's really important to give the players a fantastic day out. You know, they've worked really hard to get to the final, and it's got to be a memorable day for the players, first and foremost. The racecourse is a ground that they don't get to play often. You know, majority of TNS players played there 2 years ago in the final against ABBA. Their squad hasn't changed much. Airbus played in Europe there, but their squad has changed a fair bit. So there'll be players playing on Monday that haven't played there before. It's a famous old stadium. It's in the Guinness Book of Records. There's a famous old stadium hosting one of the first international matches. And geographically this year, you know, it was perfect. It's in the middle of the two participating clubs. And I also think it's a good day out for the spectators because there's a lot that we can do around the match. The car park, for example, will be pretty much closed immediately outside the stadium. So we can put a few entertainments on outside there to make a bit of a carnival atmosphere for people as they arrive at the stadium. Hopefully they'll turn up early. They can enjoy a speed shot game. There's face painting. There's music. So there's all that we can do at a bigger stadium. I just think that it's going to be a good day out for the fans, a good day out for the players, and of course the geography is very important with this one. So, you know, we'll enjoy it on Monday, and I'm pretty sure that anybody that turns up, hopefully it will be a lot of people. I'm pretty sure they'll enjoy it and enjoy great value for money.
Now, you've talked about the ground and how the groundsmen are going to work to get that perfect pitch. You've dodged the most crucial question of them all, Andrew, and this is the issue that the FAW needs to get a grasp of. It's an issue dear to my heart. What's the food like?
Well, I've been told it's very good. We when we did our site visit, we weren't there for long enough to sample the food, but yeah, there'll be options open around the stadium all day. The social club is open with a licensed bar from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's got, you know, if there's any live TV sport, people can watch it in there. They can get in there early, have some good food, have some drinks before the game, and then inside the stadium, all the food outlets will be open inside the stadium as well. Obviously, we cut the bar off inside the stadium, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be very good, and you know, people will enjoy what's on offer.
Well, the bookies have got TNS down at 1-2 favourites, of course, to win the title. I suppose we're going to find out that on Bank Holiday Monday. If you're in the Wrexham area, do get up there. Classic bit of football. Kick off 4:15. It is live on Scotty on S4C as well if you can't make it. Jonah doing the red button English language commentary. And one final thought on the Welsh Cup overall, Jonah. We've seen some great games this season. We've seen the Minnows fighting. Barry Town reminds me there. Cumbrian Celtic also doing very well for themselves. Is there one game or one result that sticks out for you in the season so far? You think that was probably a great performance?
I think the Barry game was a great spectacle. The television game, the Barry game was a great spectacle, and it was good for TNS to come down to Barry to rekindle the spirit of the Welsh Cup in the area and to show the strength of TNS, because there was a lot of Barry supporters that day. Barry Town playing well in the Welsh League at the moment. Thought, oh, we'll have a look at this TNS and see what they're all about. Barry went 2-1 ahead, and it was a brilliant start to the game. But they came back then and showed their class. So that was an absolutely, you know, that was a brilliant game. I think that could have been one of the games of the tournament for me anyway.
Well, the game of the tournament for me was Holyhead Hotspur against Bangor. I wasn't there. I was in a hotel in Dubai watching the result through Twitter because, of course, the live game got called off because of the high winds, as Andrew mentioned earlier on. But congratulations to Holyhead Hotspur for a fantastic performance there. And obviously, commiserations to Bangor. But I think for me, that game sort of encapsulated the spirit of the Welsh Cup, the Minnows against the Giants, and a very interesting result that was as well. Look, we've had some fun along the way. Thank you for all of you listened to the JD Welsh Cup podcast. We'll find out on Monday who's going to win, and we'll be back with some analysis the week after. Thanks for joining us.